at the corner of 6th and Temple, an injured girl. Car 81, car 81, the corner of 6th and Temple Street, an injured girl. That's all.
What'd you find out, Drake?
It's a queer one, Captain. The girl claims that a guy in a sporty roadster tried to kidnap her.
Hmm.
She says she fought him off and he shoved her off the running board and in front of another car.
Hmm. Where did this happen?
6th and Temple. The doctors at the hospital say that she'll lose the sight of her right eye. I feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah, it's too bad. You got a line on the car?
Yes, the motorman got the license number. Here it is, sir.
J23416. Let me call that in.
Yes, sir?
Put a pickup out in a roadster. What is the color?
Blue.
Blue roadster, license J23416.
J23416.
That's it.
Right.
Go ahead, Drake. What is the girl's name?
Florence Williams. She works in one of the Southside dance halls. I think it's the Bluebird.
Mm-hmm. Taxi dancer?
No. She looks like a pretty clean kid, Captain. Sells tickets. Only been working there a month, she said.
Did she know this guy who tried to kidnap her?
Not by name. He said that he'd been in the dance hall several times.
Hmm. And she'll be able to identify him if we pick him up.
Yeah, she said that she would.
Did you notify her family?
Yeah. Her mother and father are at the hospital with her now.
Do you realize, Drake, that this makes the 5th case of this type this month?
Yes, sir.
We've got to get this fellow. Make an example of him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? You've got full charge of the case, Drake. Run him down, and when you get him, bring him to me.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
There's a young fellow here to see you, Captain.
Yeah, what's he want?
He says he wants to see you about his sister. Name is Williams.
Oh, Williams, huh? All right, send him in. Girl's brother.
Yeah, he probably just found out about it.
Yeah?
Captain Wade?
Over there, son.
What are you going to do about my sister, Captain?
What can we do about it?
What can you do about it? You can get the dirty skunk that threw her out of his car. That's what you can do. What are you paid for? What are you doing to earn your money?
No, no, no. Just a minute, young fellow. What's your name?
Bob Williams. My sister was the one who...
Yes, we know. Do you know who the fellow was?
No. But if I ever get my hands on the dirty snake, I'll kill him.
Oh,
that's
no.
What I'll do.
No,
I'll kill him like I would a lazy dog.
Wait a minute now, son. Control yourself.
Well?
We're doing everything we can to find this man. When we do, he'll be dealt with according to the law. And this state has a pretty stiff penalty for kidnapping.
According to law. If he's got any sort of a pull, you won't have him in jail 10 minutes.
Yes?
I just got the registration report on that car from the motor vehicle department. You had it?
Yes. Who's it registered to?
An Italian. Ernesto Savoldi.
Who?
Now, wait a minute. Who'd you say the car was registered to?
Ernesto Savoldi. S-A-V-O-L-D-I.
Okay. All right, pick him up. Well, what'd you start for, kid? You know this Savoldi?
No. I don't know him.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I thought I did it first, but, well, I guess I got him mixed up with someone else.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll get him, son. And if your sister identifies him, it'll go hard with him.
All right, thanks.
That's our promise, kid.
Thanks.
That boy was certainly a wild one, wasn't he?
Yeah, and you can't blame him much. You know this Savoldi?
Yeah, I think so. I'll bet a month's pay is the same Savoldi that was in here a month ago for beating and robbing that blind man.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, sir, I'm pretty sure.
Yes?
Which one of you is Captain Wade?
Why?
Oh, is that Captain Wade? Well... I'm Frank Williams, brother of the girl who was injured this evening. And I demand that you do
something. Say, listen, what are you trying to pull?
What do you mean?
You were just in here and I told you that we'd do all we could.
You're crazy.
Now, listen here, young fella. I'm not going to stand for any foolishness from you. We'll do what we can, and I don't want you running in here every 2 minutes.
But this is the first time I've been in here.
Wait a minute. What did you say your name was?
Frank Williams. Oh, I see. My brother's been here before me.
Your brother?
Yes, we're twins.
This isn't a gag, is it?
Not at all. Oh, don't worry, Captain. If our folks can't tell us apart, I could hardly expect you to. Well, what's been done?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You are Frank Williams.
Right.
And you've got a twin brother named Bob, huh?
That's right.
And nobody can tell you apart?
Mother says she can, but we're not so sure of it. Even she slips up now and then.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one for the books.
Well, what's been done to find a man who tried to kill my sister?
Well, we've traced the car to a fellow named Savoldi.
Savoldi?
Yeah, Ernesto Savoldi. Do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
Are you sure, kid?
Certainly, I'm sure.
Well, don't worry. I've got a detail out on him now. We'll have him inside of 24 hours. You can bank on that.
Then what? If he hires a clever lawyer, he'll be beat the charge.
Well, that's what your brother said, but don't worry. We'll do our best to make it stick, and I know the district attorney will, too. He's making a drive on these cases that have happened lately.
All right, thanks.
So long, kid. I hope I never meet you both in another dark alley. I'll probably think I'm seeing things.
Of Oldie and the girl identified him. We took him down to the hospital and she almost went crazy when she saw him. And then this guy produces seven witnesses who say that he wasn't even in his car that night.
Huh? What about it? Did you check up on him?
Yeah, liars, that's all. A whole rotten pack of liars. And they're all willing to go to the stand and swear that Savoli wasn't even outside the Red Domino parlor.
Well, that's all that we can do. We've got Savoli in jail and it's up to the DA to make the rap stick.
You mean we did have Savoli in the jug?
What do you mean?
He's out, that's what.
Oh.
There was a lawyer down before the cell doors closed with a writ of habeas corpus. Savoli didn't even get as far as the jailer said.
How long has he been out?
All afternoon. It's in the afternoon papers.
I didn't. Detective, you're Captain Wade. What? Oh. All right, I'll be right out.
What now, Captain?
One of the Williams twins just lured Savoli out in the open and filled him full of lead. Savoli's debtor in last year's Congress. All right, now, Mrs. Fink, tell us everything just as you saw it.
Well, I was sitting on the fire escape. The day was awful hot, you know, when I see this young man go into the domino parlor. That looks like an awful nice young man, I say to myself, to be going into such a place. Then all of a sudden he comes out followed by a dark Italian-looking man. When they reach the center of the street, oi, give out, the boy turns around, pulls out a gun, and shoots the other man.
How many times, Mrs. Fink?
I don't know, Captain. Five, six, maybe seven. I didn't wait to count.
Would you know this boy again?
Oh, yeah, Captain. Always I will know him.
All right, just a minute. Drake.
Yes, sir?
Come here, will you?
What is it, sir?
Get Bob Williams.
Right.
Now, Mrs. Fink, we're going to bring a young man in here. I want to impress upon you the importance of this identification. I want you to look at him carefully. Notice the way he's dressed and everything about him. And then tell me if he's the man you saw firing the gun.
All right, Captain.
All right. Stand right over here, please. There. Yes. Now, Mrs. Fink.
That's him. Sure, that's him.
You, couldn't be mistaken?
No, Captain. Not in a million years.
All right. Take him out, Drake.
Yes?
Send the other boy in.
Right.
Now, you're, sure that that was the boy, are you, Mrs. Fink?
Yes, Captain. Mm-hmm. Is this the man?
No. Well, what do you think? Is this the man, Mrs. Fink?
Yes. Why didn't the officer just take out the other man?
Yeah, you're positive in your identification, are you?
Yes, Captain, but I don't see.
Well, thank you for coming down. We'll try not to bother you anymore until the trial. Show her out, Drake.
Thank you, Captain.
Let me see. You're Bob Williams, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, listen, lad. We want you to help us. You're not going to get much for this killing if you get anything at all. But we've got to arrest you and bring you to trial. That is, whichever one of you killed Savoli. Now, tell me, Bob, which one of you killed him?
Frank killed him.
Where were you?
At home in the basement.
Anybody see you there?
No. No one saw me until Frank came in at 4 o'clock.
What did you do then?
I helped him clean the fingerprints off a revolver.
I see. Bring Frank in, Drake.
Right, Captain. Come in, kid.
Now, Frank, Bob here has just told us that you killed Savoli.
I killed him?
Yes, didn't you?
Bob's crazy. He killed him.
Oh, where were you at the time?
At home in the basement.
Anybody see you there?
No.
How long were you there?
Until Bob came in at 4 o'clock.
What did you do then?
I helped him clean the fingerprints off a revolver.
I see. Well, you boys go home until I figure this thing out. Now, let me ask you again. Did you kill Savoli, Frank?
No. Bob killed him.
Did you kill Savoli, Bob?
Frank's crazy. He killed him.
All right, boys. Give me some time to think out this.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Captain.
You know something, Drake?
What's that, sir?
It just occurred to me that the district attorney is going to have a tough time making a charge stick against either of those boys. Only one of them was at the scene of the crime. Therefore, we can only accuse one of them. The only witness we have can't tell which one of them did it. They both turned state's evidence against the other, so we can't charge them with conspiracy to defeat the law. And the law says we can't charge but one of them with a murder. So there you are. It's up to the DA. Huh? What are you looking at, Drake?
Just looking at those two kids through the window here, Captain. They're walking along arm in arm like they didn't have a care in the world. And what's more, they haven't. Yes, sir. There's one for the book, sir.